coming up on episode number 582. It's an All Request Tuesday night with covers of The Corgis, Oasis, The Doors, and even Terrence Trent D'Arby. All this and a special trivia just for Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is June 2nd, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you, like I mentioned, some covers of The Corgis and Oasis and The Doors, as well as trivia with Tina closer to the end of the program. And in our second break, we will give away the prize package from Viator.com, as well as the green iPod Shuffle to go along with it. Thanks to everybody who filled out the Coverville survey. We had a tremendous response and got some great demographic information that I'll probably put a lot of on the web and kind of show it off as, kind of the Coverville annual report, if you will, to show who listens to Coverville. But before we get to that, let's get to a belated birthday request. Mr. Chris, the Coverville constable, called in. His audio is a little shaky, cell phoney, I should say. But have a listen to this, and then we'll play his request.
Hi, Brian. It's Mr. Chris, your friendly neighborhood Coverville constable. I just wanted to give a call and ask for a minor piece of help. I'm going to be turning older than baseball at the first of the month, and one tune that I've always loved, actually the hit was by Huey Lewis, but the original was by the Bus Boys. It's called Heart and Soul.
All right. So that sounds great. You know, his birthday request for the first of the month was Heart and the Soul, originally by the Bus Boys, covered later by Huey Lewis in the News. Now, something I neglected to include in the edit of that call is that he called last month, or actually month before last, May 1st was his birthday. So, Mr. Chris, I'm sorry I didn't get to your request before now. And you do so much for Coverville. He actually is the forum administrator for the Coverville Forum. So when you sign up, when you get your ID, it's all Mr. Chris, you know, filtering out the real people from the fake spammer names. So thank you, Mr. Chris, and I apologize for getting to this late. It's a great request, though, and I'm glad you suggested it. It's a cover by the Bus Boys. I'm sorry. No, it's an original. It's an originalville by the Bus Boys. Cover was done by Huey Lewis in the News. They made it into a hit. The Bus Boys, you might remember from Ghostbusters, did that song Cleaning Up the Town from the original Ghostbusters. Here's their original version of Heart and Soul.
At 9 o'clock this change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you.
Kind of an unusually happy ending for that song. Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime, a song originally done by the Corgis, covered there. Whoops, why am I getting that? Oh, there we go. Originally done by the Corgis, covered there by Elucid Nation. And it comes from a CD that came out in 2007 called Tom Middleton Presents Crazy Covers Volume 2. That's going out to Brian in Westminster, who has heard a bunch of different versions of Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. Don't know if he's heard that one, but he's looking for an acoustic version that has kind of a creepy vibe to it. And for about the first 9/10 of that song, it's got that darker, more somber vibe to it. However, that ending, the flourish, little positive flourish at the end, kind of kills it, or kind of takes you out of that. But it's still a great version. A Lucid Nation with our cover of Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. Before that, the Busboys from their 1982 album American Worker with a song that was made into a hit by Huey Lewis and the News. That was the original version right there of Heart and Soul. A great song about booty calls, apparently. That's going out to Mr. Chris, the Coverville constable, who you'll find every day working tirelessly on the Coverville forums. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. Yeah, first of the month, so we're bringing them back for three shows. Audio Engine, with all of their different selections here, we're going to talk today about the Audio Engine 5, the premium-powered bookshelf speakers. Now, these are the speakers that, let's say you've got an office, you've got a medium to large size room, and you want to fill it with sound. Audio Engine 5 premium-powered bookshelf speakers are the way to do it. You don't have a receiver? No problem. These things act as a receiver. They're fantastic looking and they're fantastic sounding with the small size and huge bass output, but not so much bass that it's distorted. I want to make sure that that's clear. Very, very crisp mids and highs, dynamic highs, and nice strong bass sounds. And what's really cool about these, besides the great looks, the great sound, is the great compatibility. They work, of course, with anything you want to plug into them, but you can also charge items with them. You've got a plug on the back, a regular three-prong outlet on the back that's a pass-through. So you can plug in your Xbox, your PlayStation, what have you. You can also plug in an iPod or a Zune or a Creative Zen or whatever you want via a USB port on the top, and that lets you charge your portable media player right there from the top of the unit itself. Hey, you could even probably charge a PSP Go with something like that. Just got announced today, the PSP Go. Check it out. Audio Engine USA is the website. And when you're ready to make that Audio Engine purchase, whether it's on the Audio Engine 5 speakers or on the Audio Engine 1 premium wireless audio adapter, whatever you want to buy, make sure you use the coupon code COVER10, COVER10, and that'll get you 10% off of your purchase from Audio Engine USA. Check the show notes for Coverville, and you'll find a link to Audio Engine where you can start shopping on their website, Audio Engine USA. All right, Ian from Long Island suggested this one, a great cover of a song that, this was one of those great 80s, late 80s, maybe even early 90s ballads that seemed to come from someone who was almost a one-hit wonder. He had a couple hits, Sign Your Name, he had Wishing Well, and his music even made kind of a comeback this year as one of the American Idol finalists, I think, chose a Terrence Trent D'Arby song to cover. I think he was an amazing, amazing singer and had such a great, unique style to his voice that I wish he would have done more, and certainly wish he would have done more covers. Anyway, let's listen to a cover of Sign Your Name, performed here by a group called The Swept Aways and Sir Eric Beyond. Half of enjoying this song, though, is going to YouTube and finding the video, so I encourage you, if you like this, to go to YouTube, search out the video and watch it, because it is just as fun as the song sounds. Here are The Swept Aways and Sir Eric Beyond with their cover of Terrence Trent D'Arby's Sign Your Name.
Started my baby. Sign your name across my heart. I want you to be my lady.
Bop-shoo-a, bop-shoo-a.
Time I'm sure will bring disappointments in so many things. It seems to be the way where your gambling cards on love you play. I'd rather be in hell with you, baby, than in cool heaven. It seems to be the way.
Nothing's gonna come my way.
How cool is that interplay between the female and male lead vocals on that song? So cool. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, performed there by a group called Ruakatane. Oh, I got to try that one again. Ruakatane. This is a song that you can download for free from their MySpace page. And I have to thank Jeremy from Belgium, who also discovered them via a YouTube video. Seems like YouTube is becoming the MTV of the 2000s as far as a great way for people to discover new music as far as doing it via videos, via music videos, which is something that probably is no surprise to anybody, even me. Ruakatane with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Before that, Sign Your Name by The Swept Aways and Sir Eric Beyond from the 2009 release, The Swept Aways Show, a cover of the song by Terence Trent D'Arby. And that's going out to Ian from Long Island, who also discovered that via a YouTube video. Two good videos to go check out, as I saw those both before I went out and searched for the songs. So, so cool. All right. Well, we had a lot of response for the Coverville survey, as I mentioned at the top of the show. Over 500 responses to the survey, and I really appreciate that. That's a very good, sizable chunk of the audience and certainly qualifies as a as an accurate sample size for the survey. So I'll get some information from the survey, some of the demographics up, so you can see them, because I think they're very interesting to know how many males versus females listen to the show, how many people download it manually versus get an RSS feed, all that sort of thing. So very interesting stuff. But also part of that was a sponsorship from Viator.com, a great service, a great a site that allows you to search for items to do on your trips. Now, you know, you go to Travelocity, you go to Orbitz, you go to places like that. You get your flight, check. You get your hotel, right? And you get your car, your rental car, sure, right? You do all that. But once you get to wherever it is you're going, what are you going to do? Well, Viator.com is what you'll use to figure out what it is you're going to do. They have tours, side trips, all sorts of fun things like that where you can take in some of the local culture, take in some of the local sites, and it's all done very easily. You can shop for these things from the convenience of your web browser instead of waiting till you get somewhere to figure out what the heck it is you're going to do. And they were nice enough to donate, or I sort of sponsor Coverville, with three gift certificates, a $250 gift certificate for first place, $150 for second place, and third gets a $100 gift certificate for Viator.com. Also, with the first prize, I'm going to throw in a green second generation iPod Shuffle. So I took all of the responses, all of the emails that were associated with the survey, and used a random number generator to pick three of them, and we have our three winners. First up, we have Jeff Moran from Seattle, Washington. Jeff, you win the $100 Viator.com gift certificate. Doug Ross from Mason, Ohio, got second place. He gets the $150 gift certificate. And coming in with the first prize, Ralph Stewart from Burlington, Vermont, is going to get the $250 Viator.com gift certificate, as well as the green second generation iPod Shuffle. So congratulations to Jeff, Doug, and Ralph. And thank you all for participating. And don't worry, we've got a lot more prizes, a lot more stuff coming up in future weeks on Coverville. So please keep it right here. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the last set of music. This was a request from Denise from New Jersey. Wanted to find a good rockin' version of Wonderwall. That seems to be another popular song that gets covered a lot, along with Gnarls Barkley's Crazy and Rihanna's Umbrella, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And we'll mention Leonard Cohen in a little bit. Wonderwall is another one of those that gets covered a lot. And this is a very different version than the one you're used to hearing, than the slow ballad, wistful, kind of mellow version of Wonderwall. So this one is going out to Denise from New Jersey. This comes from the Gabos album. It's Naked Time. Love that album. And the album cover's not bad either. Came out in 2000. Here is a more rockin' version of Wonderwall. And I think there might be a couple choice words in here. So if you have little ones listening, you might want to skip ahead 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Here's the Gabos with Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna get should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
So alone. She drinking wine for the odeo day. I took my motorbike out and went for a ride. Slit the throat of the first baby line. She had twice his size. Ooh, wine's for the odeo. All right, wine for the odeo day. Wine's for the odeo. Well, she drinking wine for the odeo. Another lost angel in the city at night. City at night. City at night. City at night. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. And they want to come on.
Going out to Cindy in Zeeland, Holland, which is close to Belgium, a dedication to her cat, Mojo Rising. That is L.A. Woman by Billy Idol from his 2000 release, Charmed Life, a cover of The Doors. Before that, Wonderwall by the Gabos from their 2000 album, It's Naked Time. And, of course, that's a cover of Oasis. And that one is going out to Denise from New Jersey. Congratulations. Thank you, Denise. Well, and congratulations, because you got your you got your request played. See, I'm all flustered because Tina's here now.
Yeah. I know, we're in a rush.
We are. You want to tell them what we're doing tonight?
We're going to a concert, and it's really raining outside. It's going to be fun.
See, I like how your first thought about the concert is the rain and how miserable you're going to be. You're not telling them who we're seeing.
We're seeing Leonard Cohen.
Yes, in his last ever United States appearance.
Oh, well, you never told me that.
His last American tour.
So he says right now.
Yeah, okay, we've heard that from the Eagles and Cher. And,
yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I think he's the type who would absolutely follow through on that.
Yep, I agree.
Anything else you want to say before we get into Musically Challenged?
Nope.
Okay. Well, this one is coming from Amy Elk, and she asked that I also mention something, and I was happy to do so when I found it was. She is participating in the Breast Cancer 3-Day Walk, a bold event where thousands of men and women every year walk 60 miles over 3 days in order to raise money and awareness for breast cancer research. She's having a little trouble this year raising her minimum required funds to participate. So if it's something you want to support, if it's a donation you want to make, go ahead and visit. Let's see. I'll put a link in the show notes, but it's the3day, THE3DAY.org /go-to/AmyElk. And it's spelled just like it sounds, AmyElk. Or you can just go to the3day.org and do a search for her name. There's only one Amy Elk participating, she says. So anyway, congratulations, Amy, for doing this. I think it's awesome. And happy to direct people your way to help raise funds for such an important charity. So,
well, you know what's interesting about that is that if she doesn't raise the amount of money that she's supposed to, she can't even participate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They won't even let you?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So I will just say it's super important. If anybody can help, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, let's listen to her Musically Challenged. You know, before you decide if you want to help her out, we better listen to her Musically Challenged.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to be awesome. And this one is actually made just for you, Tina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian and Tina. This is Amy from Atlanta, and this is my first Musically Challenged. I decided to make an 80s-themed Musically Challenge just for you, Tina. These tracks are all from 80s movies, so I'll give you a point for each title, a point for each artist, and a point for the movie, and a special bonus point if you can tell me the scene from the movie that the song was in. Also, there is a theme between all of these tracks. So see if you can figure out what the hidden theme is. So I hope you guys have fun and enjoy it. And I didn't try to make it too tricky. Tina, I know you said you don't like it when we try to trick you. So here's track number one.
This is Stop from...
Crap. Oh, go ahead.
That was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep.
And that was Yellow.
Oh, very good.
And I do not know the name of the song, though.
Okay. How about the scene in the movie?
The scene in the movie...
Oh, come on.
I want to say, isn't it when he's going to pick up Sloan?
Kind of.
In the car? Okay.
Yeah, it's when they first show the car.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm guessing she's not looking for another movie that used it. Was Secret of My Success, right around that same time.
Oh, yeah.
When Michael J. Fox and Helen Slater and all the people staying in the house are having their little midnight trysts and
right.
running around the house. But anyway.
Okay.
Oh, and the name of the song is Oh Yeah. But you did
right.
great on that one. Okay.
Perhaps we should start off with kind of an easy one. So here's track number two. All right.
Oh, I know the song. Turning Japanese.
Very good. Yep.
I don't know who it's by.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, it's The Vapors.
Okay. And I have no idea on the movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what movie used that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll skip that one.
Okay.
It's as much as we can do on that one.
How are you doing so far? We're going to get a little bit harder now. So here comes track number three.
Things are clear and black and white. The living color tends to dull our sight. Like dynamite.
Ooh. I know I've seen the movie. And I have no idea what the song is or the artist. What do you know, Brian?
I know it all.
I'm sure you do. Tell me the song name and
the
artist.
Song name is I believe it's "We Are Not Alone," and the artist is Carla DeVito. I'd be surprised if you were to remember that one. But
What's the movie?
Oh, you don't remember the movie?
No.
A bunch of kids trapped in detention on a Saturday.
Oh
in
my
Shermer,
goodness.
Illinois.
No way.
Yes.
With Molly Ringwald?
Yes.
Emilio Estevez?
Yes.
What is it called?
Breakfast Club?
That's what it's called,
oh, Tina.
Yeah. I know.
Turn in
I just
your,
had a big
Turn in your 80s
fart.
Card, would you? do you remember the scene? Probably not.
Is it the one where they're running around the halls?
No, it's where they're dancing. They figured out how to access of course, the DJ studio that's in every high school library.
Oh, yes.
And
we had one too, I'm sure.
And managed to broadcast some music over the PA system.
That's right. Okay.
And have a ubiquitous 80s dance montage scene. All right.
I'm guessing that one you probably recognize, probably got the movie it was from, maybe not so much the artist. We'll see. All right, so here's track number four.
I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Very good.
I have no idea who did that.
Lick the Tins is the name of the band.
Okay. I don't know the movie.
Oh, Tina.
What? I don't.
Leah Thompson, Eric Stoltz, Mary Stuart Masterson.
Oh, and at the end he gives her a diamond earring?
Yes.
What's the name of that? I don't know the name
of
it.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a point for knowing that at the end he gives her a diamond, because that's actually when the song plays. It's when Eric Stoles finally realizes this whole time that he's been in love with,
Mary Stuart
Masterson's character name? It was a boy's name, if I remember correctly.
Frankie?
No. Okay. Well, anyway.
All right. Brian probably doesn't need the hint, but I will give you the hint on that one. But obviously, that is a cover. That's one of my favorite 80s movies. So here is the last one. This one's a little bit trickier, and it actually is in two movies that fit the theme. So see if you can get them both.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know. I almost hear a guy singing.
There is a guy who sings that song.
Kind of a gruff voice.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, but I can't think of who it is.
Well, that's a cover.
Okay.
The original was Morrissey. The song is Please Let Me Get What I Want.
Okay.
She's saying it's used in two movies that fit the theme. I can remember... Do you have any guesses on any of this before I...
What was the name of the song?
Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want.
I have no idea.
Okay. I know... Oh, okay. Yeah. It was... the original was used in Pretty in Pink. I think that's the version she played was the original.
Okay.
The originally by the Smiths and Morrissey. The cover was used in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. As Sloan Ferris and Cameron Fry were in the museum, the Chicago Museum of Modern Art, and looking at the Van Gogh and Seurat's Saturday in the Park.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, let's tally up the score and find out, shall we? Here comes track number one again.
Oh, do you have a guess on the theme before?
The 80s.
Yes, the 80s. Come on. This should be. Let's see. So you have.
It's kind of a love thing.
No, not quite. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Wonderful, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I could throw Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in there. I could throw...
I have no idea,
doing
Brian.
Anything for you?
No.
Oh, man. All right. Well, then I won't give it away. It might come to you. It might come to you.
Okay, continue.
16 Candles would be another one.
Oh, John Hughes.
Very good. Well, that was the one that set it over the edge.
Yeah.
All right.
And that, of course, is Oh Yeah by Yellow. And that is from the movie Ferris Bueller. And it's in various scenes. The one that I particularly remember is when they first open the door and see the dad's Ferrari, Ferris is very impressed with it. So it's a great scene. So here's number two. That one was... The Vapors Turning Japanese, and that is from the movie 16 Candles. And it's the scene it's from, it's a little bit obscure. They just play a little tiny bit of it. It's when Long Duck Dong is really drunk and jumps out of the tree at Jake Ryan right as Anthony Michael Hall is pulling his dad's Rolls Royce out of the driveway. Lots of fun. Here comes number three. So this one, as I mentioned before, I'm guessing you probably got that it was from the movie The Breakfast Club, but you probably even got the scene, which is when they're all dancing in the library and dancing on top of the rails and stuff. The name of the song, of course, is We Are Not Alone, and Carla DeVito is the artist, so that's a little bit harder. But, you know, what fun would it be if I didn't throw any hard ones in there at all? So here comes number 4. Just a beautiful, beautiful cover of Can't Help Falling in Love by a band called Lick the Tins. And that is the end credits to the movie Some Kind of Wonderful, one of my favorite, favorite 80s movies. So, did you get that one? I hope so. I love that. I love that song. Love that movie. Anyway, here's number 5. That is, of course, The Smiths with Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. And like I said, that one was a tricky one because there were two movies that you could have cited. The first one, and the one I sort of intended, was it was in the movie Pretty in Pink. And the scene was when Ducky is sort of sitting in his bedroom sulking and throwing playing cards into a hat and... but the other one, which I would have accepted, was from Ferris Bueller when they're in the art gallery. This, an instrumental version of this song is playing in the background.
And it's a cover by Dream Academy. I'm just going to throw that in.
Okay.
There. Yeah, it's an instrumental cover by Dream Academy. I need to WD-40 my chair, don't I? Listen to the noise it makes here.
I know. Horrible. My chair squeaks too.
All right.
How did you do? Did you guys figure out the hidden theme with all the...
Oh, yeah. By the way, you got 6 points, Tina.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, very good.
The movies. So we had Ferris Bueller, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, Some Kind of Wonderful, and Pretty in Pink. Those, of course, are all John Hughes movies. And John Hughes is the king of 80s teen angst movies. So... good stuff. Good stuff. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Amy. Good job. And that Tina, you did a great job until you decided you were going to whack the microphone.
I'm sorry. You know, every once in a while, I just need a trivia like that where it's easier for
catered to you. I agree. And I think we've got another one or two in the hopper as well. So
okay,
we'll make sure that I'll make sure to do those on nights that you're available.
Okay,
but I'm glad you're always available to join us for Musically Challenged. Thank you for being part of it.
You're welcome.
We got a concert to get to.
I know.
All right, if you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday night with a cover story edition of Coverville. Make sure you stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.